Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday, but here in the studio, it's Super Soul Sunday because that's how we roll. Even though Oprah came up with that, I'm going to steal it and use it and love it and own it. But welcome to the show. If you guys have been following me on Twitter at Max Tucci, you know what's been going on. Doing the book, having fun, and just living life to the max. Tonight we have a great show because I have some cool guests in the studio. Jorge Perez is here, and also Ryan Weiss. Now, he's been here before, and he's going to join us again because we're going to talk about some things that are happening in their life and a new blog that they're working on. We're going to play an episode right now. If you want to go look for it, you can go to outliners.tv. Here's episode one from just January 30th.
Welcome to the Outliers Podcast with Ryan and Jorge.
Welcome to the Outliers Podcast. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jorge.
And together we get to interview incredible innovators in their chosen field who are changing the game for the rest of the world.
And today we're interviewing Billy Lee, an amazing trans activist.
So let's jump into the episode, shall we?
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So honored. Thank you. We're very honored you're here. We're going to try starting our episodes with a question. Two questions, really. And those questions are, why you?
Why now?
Why you and why now?
And we just want you to have fun with it. We were saying, like, hey, wouldn't that be like just everything we need to know? So whatever that means to you.
Why me? I think, I've always, like, with my story and, like, growing up and having this childhood that was really difficult, I used to always think, why me? Like, why did I have to be born in the wrong body? Mm. And I had a really negative relationship with my higher power, God, the universe. And I now realized why me. I had to go through all that, darkness to really discover my light and shed that light on other darkness and to educate and inspire the world on issues, on trans issues.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Makes you think I'm not interested in fashion.
I have no style or sense of fashion.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. What the hell is going on here tonight? I don't know. Hey, Dina, can you come up in here? Because this is just, like, all playing too much right now. I don't know what's happening, but there's, like, you know, the full moon is over. But welcome you all back to Max and Friends. That was a clip from Jorge and Ryan's new podcast that you could find on Outliners TV. Outliners.tv, right?
Outliers.
Outliers, that's what I'm saying.
Outliers. We're like, we'll let him get away with
what
it
am I saying?
For
Outliners?
A few minutes. Yeah,
yeah, Outliers.com. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't know what's going on, Dina. But welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we're
you.
So happy we're here with you.
I'm excited you both are here, too. So why you both and why now?
Great question.
Well, you know, it's funny. The why you, why now? It was kind of a joke that I did with some friends on a trip. And I was like, how would Oprah do it? Like, if she had never done it before. And then we just looked at each other and said, why you, why now?
And every guest we've had, we've done 9 so far, and they're being released every week. But every guest we've had so far has had a different interpretation of that question. Why us, why now? Jorge and I have have wanted to create something together for quite some time. We didn't know what that was going to be. We started by wanting to create something specifically focusing on LGBT leaders who were innovating. And then as we kept going, we kept finding all these people that we kept running out of interviews.
We kept running out of guests. And we're like, well, what about like women? And what about... No, and then we just didn't want labels, right?
Yeah, so we... So why us? We've always wanted to create something together. And why now? We like media. We like creating. We like having conversations. And both of us know people who are doing tremendous work in various fields. And when we started talking about like the people that we love having lunch with and talking to, like, we need to get these conversations in people's cars, on people's phones, in people's houses, because...
In people's energy, in people's space, right?
Yes. We saw a gap in the market as far as podcasts and these kind of shows. We didn't see what we called like the perfect trifecta that we have, right? Which is innovation, spirituality, and entertainment all in one.
And then you're putting those all together.
Yes.
So you're basically having a really good conscious conversation.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
So tonight here, we're just going to have a great conscious conversation. Why you're doing this? Why now? We've kind of touched on that, but the guest that you're going to have on the show, the guest that you want to have on the show, and just like consciously creating an amazing energy where people can tune into you and just find out why life is really good. And you, Jorge, have some amazing other projects happening that we talked about with these documentaries, like really intense scenarios. So we'll talk about those when we get back. But right now we got to play some music because I think we're alone now. We'll be right back on Max and Friends.
I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. I think we're alone.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. So we're back, and here we go again. We're like getting into all of this wonderful commercials, and I don't know what's going on.
But I'm so jealous. I want like that girl to sing. Jorge and Ryan
you
are
will.
The hottest.
You know
man.
Who that is. And then what's the second verse?
They're the biggest. You know, I'm
say
not
what you
say
want.
It.
That was Monroe King. Her dad was Roger King, who was Oprah. There's a lot of Oprah influence here tonight. Yeah. But all right, so let's get into you guys, because this podcast, you know, how is it different from other podcasts? Obviously, you're merging a lot of things together that podcasts don't have out there. But what to you, what does it mean first to you, Jorge?
Well, one of the intentions that I have is that I wanted to be a contribution to the listeners. And Ryan and I agree on this, too, as far as like, you know, we're navigating through a new economy. Technology's changing the name of the game in so many different businesses. And I feel that it could be a bit of a frustrating situation for people out there to be like, okay, well, you know, like the editorial industry is dying, or this is dying, or mm-hmm. what kind of business can we get into? And a lot of our guests are self-made entrepreneurs that pretty much got a lot of no's, and they were like, forget it, we're just going to start it ourselves. So for people to hear those stories on how Diana just decided to start a TV station, and mm-hmm. and it wasn't just like she had the money, it wasn't about that, it was that she needed to have certain conversations and enroll people that saw her vision and mm-hmm. were like, all right, let's do it. So those stories we feel are so powerful because they bridge the gap between not having something and then being a certain way and then inevitably getting to where they want to get to.
There you go. And for you, Ryan?
I mean,
try so to beat well that with said. A bat.
So well said.
Go ahead,
touchdown.
Ryan.
I just want my life and any work that I do to be something that influences people to live the best life they can live. And so if I can have conversations with people and learn mm-hmm. from their frustrating moments, like Jorge was saying, and get through the struggle to the success mm-hmm. and talk about the miracles they experienced and the successes they experienced, what better way for me to be spending my time?
Absolutely. So what have been some frustrations for you to now to say like, you know what, we're here, we did it?
Well, I mean, personally, mm-hmm. I've had plenty mm-hmm. of times where in my own personal business, my own personal work, I wanted to close the doors. I thought it wasn't going to win. I thought it wasn't going to succeed. And I somehow grounded myself and found faith and found support. And I'm still doing the work that I'm doing. And so that feels really good. Outliers, we've been pretty good so far. I mean, we're new. So we haven't hit any major speed bumps as of yet.
And everything's been unfolding. Like we know this person or that, or this mm-hmm. this idea comes, and it's been really just, and you know what, we've both been 50-50 and really bringing everything to the table.
So where did the whole outliers.com come from?
.tv.
Well, .tv.
Yeah, outliers.tv. Well, so we were thinking about, you know, okay, so we wanted to interview innovators, people who are legitimately changing the game mm-hmm. By bringing new ideas, new finesse, new energy to whatever their field is, and changing the rules for the rest of the world, right? Because Jorge was mentioning earlier, like, all these industries and all these facets of industries are dying and having to be rebirthed. And in interviewing these people
that stand away from the pact and are doing it in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's it. They're people who are not traditionally given a microphone. And we thought that was really important,
right,
too.
Right.
People who aren't always in front of the mic being listened to, who are kind of quietly behind the scenes moving the parts and pieces around to change the rules of the game for everybody. Mm. And that's really
creators,
what an outlier is.
Right, yeah. Total creators. So you were saying before, like, doors and closing and all of that. What do you tell someone who's about to shut the door on their dream?
Well, I mean, I would like to have a long conversation with that person.
Single session therapy.
Yeah,
what
right.
would it be?
I'd have a lot of questions about them. Right. For the one thing that comes to mind is I'd ask them if there's, you know, if you had a fire that was burning, that was you had this fiery passion that you wanted mm-hmm. to build something. I would ask the question, are there embers still burning? Mm-hmm. Like, are there still some embers burning inside of you? Because flame those. Like, let them see if they can be. See if you can turn that back into a fire. Because you will reach moments that you feel like the fire is out. But if you can really check in to see, like, is there still a glow there at all? I would say keep going, right? Because no matter what, you're just going to start your next fire. You're going to have another experience where you think the fire's out.
Right.
But if you actually feel within yourself this fire's done, please close the doors and never look back and move on.
Yeah.
But it really is a personal, situational.
Right. Everything is basically, you know, and for the inspiration, really, it's like, you know, in your soul, what's right and wrong and what it's supposed to be. And also, just because it ended doesn't mean that it wasn't great while it was happening. You know, and I think people take that into relationships too. They think, oh, the relationship has to be till death do us part. When in reality, it just has to be until life happens and shifts.
And frankly, when the idea that the till death do us part thing actually most often is the thing that keeps the relationship from being successful in the first
place.
As opposed to being present with it every day and putting your all in it every single day just for today. What if you love somebody just for today and then tomorrow you wake up and you love just for today?
Right.
Yeah, that's a much more interesting way to live.
That's a really interesting show. Have you ever, and finding those that have loved for just one day.
Have you ever, are you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
Of course.
She has a really funny line. She's like, when people ask her about marriage vows, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you know, our favorite marriage vows are, I like you pretty much. Let's see how it goes.
And that's the simplicity of it. Yeah. But speaking of, you know, how do you see merging spirituality, innovation, and entertainment? How does that work?
Well, the innovation of it all, right? Our stories. For example, one of our guests, Diana, right? So her innovation was starting her own studio and not giving up and going forward. And obviously, in order to innovate, you have to really be a spirit. Not just like spirituality could be anything, right? But be a.
What does spirituality mean to you?
Just faith.
Faith.
For me, spirituality is having faith and just knowing that it's going to work out.
And for you, what does spirituality mean, Ryan?
Yeah, I would say faith, active engagement in an idea that you're connected to something beyond your own, beyond our understanding.
Absolutely.
So I feel that innovation, because we are talking about new businesses and we're talking about new ways of doing things versus the old model and using all these different new platforms that didn't exist before, whether it's social media or whatnot. And in order to keep that machine going, you gotta have faith, and you gotta have some sort of. And we even asked some of the guests, "We're like, what's your spiritual practice?"
What is your spiritual practice for you, Jorge?
Yeah, for me, I've done different modalities. Mm-hmm. I think I was part of this landmark team management leadership program for a while, but I've done like. I've dabbled in the Course of Miracles and the work of Byron Katie, and I love Tony Robbins. So I'm not faithful to any guru. I jump around.
You are your own guru, first of all.
Yeah. So. But I think that, yeah, exactly. And I love it. You know, I think my mom is a huge influence. She's always like, check out this video and check out. And lately, I'm not in any kind of organized structure. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it on myself. And of course, Ryan Weiss, he's my guru.
Oh, please.
So that's my thing.
So that's your thing. Yeah. And we'll be right back. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. If you're tuning in, I have Ryan Weiss here and Jorge Perez joining me from the new podcast y'all can find, which is Outliers.tv. See, practice makes
you
perfect.
You got it.
So cute.
You know, it's Sunday night. I wasn't even supposed to be in LA. And all day I was helping Eva LaRue clean out her house. And now I'm just like tired. But I'm here present with you guys. So it's a beautiful vibration. Good. So let's keep that going. Because, you know, what was the intentions for you, Ryan, of this podcast? But now, hold on. Because I want to ask you. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. But I want to ask you what spirituality you practice, focus on, engage in.
Cool. I definitely have a very specific morning practice.
Yeah, you do every morning.
Yeah.
And you put it up on Instagram.
Yeah. So on Instagram, I send out these daily morning emails, stuff like that. But morning practice to me, how I spend the first few minutes of the day is like so important to me.
And how is that?
I go to a gratitude practice. I ask these questions, like Jorge mentioned earlier, this text called The Course in Miracles. That's a metaphysical text that suggests that we ask the questions, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? And I ask those questions kind of just opening myself to a divinity, to a wisdom, to a power, an intelligence of nature.
Yeah,
making myself available to listen. And then I have a movement practice that comes from a kind of yoga called Kundalini yoga and meditation, which I'm a certified teacher in. That's a series of, like, you know, if you do yoga at all, you know that there's the cat cow movement, and you'll do that with a breath and a mantra, and you'll do that for a few minutes, and then you'll go into another move. So I just like warm up my body that way, and then I'll sit and meditate. So I also practice transcendental meditation sometimes, and then my spiritual practice, like, that's my practice, but I'm like obsessed with the notions of spirituality. I have this when I got bit by the bug 8 years ago of like spirituality, faith, spiritual practice. I left the entertainment industry and made it my life. Right. So I think my life, and I think Jorge would agree as well, because I know he lives his life this way as well. It's like every moment of the day is an opportunity to have a spiritual practice. Like, am I judging somebody or am I practicing kindness? Am I blaming somebody or am I practicing forgiveness? Am I open to see what's available for me, or am I just listening to the thoughts in my head? And that to me is like a lived spiritual practice, which is how I try to live every day.
Yeah, that's
and then the other
weird
thing I do is take a bath every day at the end of the workday before I go into my evening.
You're like, I wash it all off.
Wash it all off, drop in, like quiet the mind for a second. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's so smart.
Well, it's just like, you know, people who are listening right now, I'm like, oh, you know, this is a life, but it's so easily attainable. You know, we think like a spiritual practice means that someone, like, you know, we have to go to the depths of this world and believe in whomever and whatever. And who is God to you, Jorge? What does God mean?
Well,
That's the best response.
Right. Well, because I think it changes. Sometimes I think it's something more tangible outside, and then sometimes I'm like, no, it's part of a connection that we all have, you know. I had a really interesting thing happen to me yesterday, and I was telling you guys a little bit. I'll go really quick, but
we got time. Tell us a story.
Okay, well, two different people. Well, in the morning, one of my artists, one of my clients was like, you know, I think you should move out of your... I've been in my place now for like 12 years. And he's like, I think you should think about moving out. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just really comfortable. I'm really comfortable. It's in a great area, great deal. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. And then during lunch, another friend was like, out of nowhere, also was like, hey, I think it's time. I think you should think about moving. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? You're the second person that tells me that. And then last night I find out that my landlord passed away 2 days before. And I mean, this after 12 years of being there. So that to me...
the universe is rising up to meet you.
That to me is God. That's just like seeing something and feeling and getting some sort of guidance. And then it coming to fruition, you know? And I'm happening. Not saying that needs to happen today or tomorrow, but just seeing that messaging and that divinity and that whisper makes me feel connected to this God idea.
And for you, what is God?
Well, I love that you just asked Jorge that question and he took like a sigh, like a breath. I was raised Jewish and Jewish. All my siblings are actually in the Jewish clergy, which is they're all rabbis and cantors. But in the Jewish tradition, the word for God is Adonai. But when you write it in the Hebrew letters, it's four letters. And if you were actually to read phonetically those letters out loud, it would sound like... It would sound like a breath. So in Judaism, the word for God is breath, which means it's nothing and everything. And for me, it's literally, it's everything. It's it's the energy that
all
manifests
that
all that is.
Yeah,
it's
all
the
that is.
it's the animating force of all of life.
I love how this is just turning into now like a spiritual moment here on Max and Friends.
But back, you know, to business. Back
but now back to talk, because you know this is stuff that I think people want to hear. That's why we're all here, and that's why this movement is happening now. I asked that question once to Panache Desai, who was part of Oprah's Super Soul 100, and basically what he did was he was silent, and he goes, in order to define God would be to limit all that is.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the best definition I've ever heard. You know, but so intentions, we were talking about intentions before. And what is the main intention, Ryan, for this podcast?
I think to inspire. I love the word to inspire, to fill someone with spirit. the idea that there's someone listening to Billy Lee, like the first episode we released that you heard a little bit at the beginning of this episode, who's this incredible trans activist who grew up in the Midwest in a terrible setting with parents who were incredibly abusive, and listen to the episode to hear her story. But the idea that there could be a young boy or girl who feels like they're also growing up in the wrong body or feeling like outside of their
Midwest.
In the Midwest anywhere. And could listen to her story and hear that she's, you know, that it gets better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And could decide to live another day and could decide to maybe have a smile on their face and could decide that they too can take the hardship of their incarnation and use it to change for the better, to inspire, to connect, to lift up, to get ourselves out of the discomfort of the misery that happens when we think we're all alone in our problems and open to something beyond ourselves.
Beyond ourselves. You know, it's interesting. Have you been seeing this new thing with LGBT, meaning life gets better together? Have you seen that going around?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the new one. They kind of took out the cue, but...
I think, and also, if you look at all the guests that we have this season...
Tell us who they are.
Okay, so we have, obviously, Billy Lee. Then we have Diana Madison, who's... she just created a show called Glam Masters on Lifetime with Kim Kardashian. Then we have Lance Bass. Then we have this guy, Jeff, the 420 chef, who's the number one cannabis chef in the world. Mm-hmm. Then we have this guy.
Who's like doing incredible work with cancer patients.
Yeah. That's like his mission, Then we have this guy, Mason Glenn, who's a gay matchmaker. So I think the common denominator with all of them is that they're people innovating stuff that you wouldn't think is a business or it's becoming a new business.
We have our friend Sophie Sheesh on, who has something called Shape House here in Los Angeles. It's an infrared sweat therapy place that's just a new form of taking care of yourself. We have a friend Asia Grazioli, who's a female founder, investor. She was the first woman on the board of the Invictus soccer team in Rome, who's just like a smart thinker. Who else is that?
The list is so long.
Mario
Campanero and Kevin Peake
from NextHealth, who has a business
spearheading cryotherapy.
Yeah,
I love cryotherapy.
Me too.
Oh my gosh! And ice baths.
and the business side is so incredible. And then their personal stories on how they started their business or how they overcame something that got in the way of it. That's where it is.
Yeah. That's where it is.
I mean, Jorge and I really, I think the best part was that we got to geek out with these people, you know, and like use the hour as an opportunity to learn from them about what they're doing, whether it was in technology or whatever their work was. Mm-hmm. So I hope the listener gets a lot of learning from these, you know, beyond the inspiration as well,
which
is there, but that they can also learn about how people are thinking about business and finance. And
so how did you guys think about this business? Because technically that's what it is. You're creating a whole new, media outlet.
It's been morphing really beautifully. You know, I initially asked Ryan at lunch and I was like, I think we should do something. And we didn't really have an idea crystallized. But then a month later, he's like, I have an idea.
I think it will because I think we're doing something interesting, but it'll turn into what it's going to turn into. Yeah. But in terms of thinking about it like a business, I've been very much interested in just getting incredible content out there. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, but I'm far more interested in interviewing people who are incredible and who are innovating, and not so focusing on the finance of it right now, and we're in the creative stage of just putting great content out there. And if it turns into
it's happening, great.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So listen, if you're tuning in right now, we've got Jorge Perez here and Ryan Weiss. You can find them right now on Outliers.tv. The first episode is up. You can watch it, be inspired by it, and just hang out with us here, because tonight we're having a total cool, fun, conscious conversation just about life, spirituality, God, peace, love, happiness, How you doing? So welcome back to the show. You can follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci, and you can also follow me on Instagram at my new Instagram public page, because y'all got on me about my private page at To The Max Tucci, which don't even go to because I won't accept, but you can go to at Max Tucci Radio and hit me up there. If I don't respond to you, I love you all, but my job in life is not to respond to each and every one of you. I just have to put that out there. So I love you, and it doesn't mean that I'm not seeing you or hearing you and that you don't matter. I just can't. I don't have the time to sit down and write to you all. If you want to email me, max@maxstudio.com. You can also reach out to Valerie Love, because she will have sessions with you if you feel you need a session. So reach out to Valerie Love. But Ryan, you are a leading coach and teacher of spirituality in Los Angeles. Where can people find you?
Online. I love the Instagram too. So
the
online
Instagram.
The Instagram. Yes, WakingUpWithRyan.com is that's the website, yeah. although it's just a landing page right now while the new one's being built. So you can go to the Instagram,
which is
WakingUpWithRyan.
There you go.
That's my favorite spot.
Do you have people reach out to you, and like, do you feel like it's just so difficult because so many people, you know, I've been here 10 years this year, and it's like so difficult when people reach out to you and they tell your stories, and I'm like, oh, like if is it becomes difficult. Have you experienced that?
Yeah. And it's something that I've definitely battled with.
It's hard.
And I do my best to reach, to respond to as many people as I, you know, to as much of it as I can. Mm. And I also, you know, I send out these daily morning emails every day. And so people, like, I'm pouring my soul out a lot. And then so people then reply to those emails and will share their hardships. Mm-hmm. So I find that I'll dedicate like an hour a week to just sit down. And so what I do is when I get those emails, mm-hmm. I put them in a folder, mm-hmm. and then like an hour a week, I'll sit and just like go through and read and reply to as many as I can.
That's so nice.
And I found that has been, that's been helpful. Super. You know, Seth Godin really inspired me on that. Like,
oh, really?
I think he replies to everyone who emails him, and he has
that's
millions
amazing.
Of people who are paying attention to him. And I thought that's really, what valor,
right?
You know? Yeah,
reach out to him, see if he replies.
Yeah. I did, and he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I want to see that room filled with assistants and interns.
Yeah, I imagine. Uh-huh. Here's my voice. Uh-huh. Use it.
Right, yeah. But for you, Jorge, you're an agent for entrepreneurs. Describe exactly what that means, because it's self-explanatory. But what do you do?
Well, the core of my business is commercial photographers. So guys that are shooting advertising campaigns. When a celebrity is endorsing Nescafe or something, they would hire my guys. But it's morphing. It's morphing into, obviously, technology's really hit. It's one of the intentions of the show was something that was hitting me right at home, which is technology's really hitting photography. And now brands are hiring Instagram photographers or just influencers and whatnot. So now I'm
the famous word influencers.
Yeah. So now
we had a great conversation about
that. It's such a trigger word. but now I'm rapping some of them. And I'm also, like, my sister's a concert pianist, and she's in this band with Bill Murray, so I'm also working with her. So it kind of turned into agenting entrepreneurs and people that are doing really
cool. And tell
cool
us
stuff.
About Double Exposure.
Oh, the show. Oh, yeah. That was so fun. Yeah, that was a show
Bravo.
We did on Bravo years ago with, I was repping this guy, Marcus Klinko, and Andrani, and I ended up pretty much producing the whole thing. It was hard, but it was fun.
But you did it.
But you did it, yeah. And we got Lady Gaga on the show, and Lindsay Lohan, and Naomi Campbell. It was great. It was my first, like, I thought I could never do it, and then I...
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. Yeah. I mean, I definitely would want more support, but it was a lot. But it was, I mean, it was one of those things where you finish, you're like, it didn't go the way I wanted to, but I, at the same time, there was so much peace and I did everything I could.
That's
you
beautiful.
Know? So that's the best way, I think, to leave a project where you know you did
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. You left empty.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting, and Naomi Campbell, I have to give you all an update. The girl that I discovered Fatu, I just saw one of your tweets. The girl that I discovered Fatu in the subway, totally basically a model now. And Naomi's going to meet with her, I think, next week to teach her how to walk. And she's up for a bunch of campaigns and a bunch of shows. And I'm not going to tell you her life because she's coming on the show and she'll tell you herself. But it is pretty incredible. So, you know, dream big, people. That's what I have to tell you. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. It's just a chill Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends, because it was like Stupid Bowl Sunday. If you all watched it, then I'm glad you did. But, you know, I didn't. Let's just keep it that way. And we're here tonight. I have great guests in the studio with me. We're actually in the LA Tall Radio studio together, which we weren't supposed to be, but life happens and unfolds naturally. And here we are with Jorge Perez and Ryan Weiss. So I love, like, outliers.tv. You know, we played some of it at the beginning of the show. You can hear that whole interview by going there. And when do the shows come out?
Every Wednesday, right? We had a meeting about what would be the best day. And we're like, well, Monday and Tuesday, people are getting over the weekend. And then Thursday and Friday, they're too excited about the following weekend. Let's do it Wednesday.
And hump day falls in. And
yeah, they're focused. They're focused. So we're going to be releasing them every Wednesday for the next
what
9 weeks.
What time on Wednesday? They'd come out.
In the morning. Once you wake up in the morning, they'll be up and ready.
So who's your ideal guest, Ryan?
Ooh, who is my ideal guest? Oh my goodness. Jorge, you want to go first?
We talked about your friend.
Who?
You know, the miracle lady.
Oh, Marianne Williamson?
That could be a great one, no?
Well, I mean, listen, I love her. I'm, like, happy to have as many... I mean, I have had a lot of conversations with her. So, yes, she will be an incredible guest. But, like, who would be, like, the most ideal? Most ideal? Who's, like, innovating the most in the... you know... Pardon my water
there
bottle
you go.
There. Like, I'd love
the
to
energy
excited.
Is shifting in the room. Who is
right?
it?
I'd love to have, like... Bernie Sanders on the show. I'd love to like just talk, like get real with Bernie Sanders.
Get awesome. Real with Bernie.
Yeah.
And for you, Jorge?
Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
The innovator herself. Right?
Yeah.
To be in the music industry for all those years, you have to be a constant innovator.
And herein lies the creative relationship between Jorge and I. I'm like, I'd like Bernie Sanders.
He's like, Madonna.
He's like, I want Madonna.
Yeah. Together would
Which,
be an
by the
amazing
way,
show.
Both are great guests.
Yeah. Together would be, you have to have them all in the studio.
That would be great.
She would totally, they would get along so well.
I'm sure.
You know, I have to throw you a guest too, Gordana Biernat, who you all know we love here on Max and Friends. She's one of Max and Friends' motivators. Her book is #KnowTheTruth. But I'm going to put you all in touch with her at My Power Talk on Twitter.
Yes.
She's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100's amazing energy from Sweden and super, super frequency and vibration. But what does peace mean to you, Ryan?
Peace to me on a personal level means letting everything be exactly as it is without needing to change it.
Thank you. What does peace mean to you, Jorge?
I was going to say that. He stole it from me. No, I would say full surrender to what is and without making up stories of why it shouldn't be the way it is or why it should be different. You know what I mean?
I hear you. You know, to me, peace means sometimes silence. But right now it means one of my favorite songs by Sabrina Johnson. Peace. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Well, hey, talk radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Gucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So that was the song Peace from Sabrina Johnson. I love that song. That song is my everything and then some. So, yeah, so we were talking during the song about this really cool new... Is it a blog? Is it a vlog? What are we calling it? Where are you?
I'm here. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So outliers.tv. Yeah. And what's the tagline, Jorge?
Our tagline is
Outliers TV, interviewing innovators who are changing the game in the world.
Yeah.
And so, contributors, too, right?
Yes.
We're talking about contribution and contributing. And all of your guests seem to have that common thread of contributing to society, to humanity, to the moment.
Yeah, we thought that was instrumental for our guests and for the people that we were choosing to bring on because we all have the tendency to think about, you know, when we think about what do we want to do, we tend to think about what's self-serving.
Mm.
And we think we're at a time in history where that's a cancer in our society. And the only way the world is going to become a place where we can all live, thrive, and quite frankly, at this point, survive, is if all of us, I believe, turn our mind around to ask the question, how can I commit my life to being a contribution to bettering the life of everyone?
Mm.
And that's humanity's hope right now, right? Yeah. It'll take literally all of us to be asking that question. And so we thought we could bring on people who were actively contributing in whatever way they were to serve as an example of what does that look like. And I found in my own life that when I'm in contribution mode, I actually get so much out of it, you know?
Yeah, and everybody that we've had on the show has that intrinsic desire to give back and to help. And be a contribution to others.
Yeah, one of the words that Jorge uses a lot is like legacy. You know, he's often asked like, what's the legacy you want to leave behind?
So what's the legacy you want to leave behind, Ryan?
I would love...
He has a really good one.
I do?
Yeah. Your whole intention in the work that you do.
Mm.
Remember?
What's coming up for me right now is I would love if my life served as an inspiration for people to get the fuck out of their heads and not suffer so much and be in connection with each other and realize that we don't have to live the way we live.
Life is simple.
Maybe I'm going too deep right now, right?
No, but go there. Yeah.
We do. We as a species make life on this planet so difficult and so destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, we're born into the world, so it just seems like, well, that's just how it is and that's how it has to be.
Oh, it's shit we make up.
But if you start, yeah, right? If you start like walking any kind of a spiritual path or self-improvement path, you realize like we've chosen this. We've just chosen it for a very long time with a lot of people. So I'd love to see us wake up from that.
Yeah.
And for you, what do you want your legacy to be, Jorge?
I just want for people to have a good time.
Entertain.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's funny because I'm kind of doing stand-up comedy on the side.
I wanted to talk about that because it's funny. I saw your little Instagram
post. Yeah. You know what? At the beginning, it was because I wanted the podcast to also have this kind of comedy thing with Ryan and I. And I was like, all right, so what's the scariest thing I could do? And I'm like, I know, I'll do stand-up comedy. And I did it, and it was so fun. Mm-hmm. And I've done it a few times. I'm doing another show this Sunday at Bar Lubitsch at 8 p.m.
Shameless plug. Hey, Dina, can we get a shameless plug little thing set up?
It's $10 if you call
shameless
you that.
Shameless plug. Right? There you go. Record that. Hit it.
Tickets are still on sale. And to know that I had something to do with someone feeling better or having clarity about something, that's the greatest thing that I can have.
So, Ryan, what advice would you give innovators today?
It's going to be really hard. I think innovation and entrepreneurialism gets highly glorified today, especially in the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, well, who's going to start the next Google? So it's this like beautiful idea of this free path where you don't have to work the 9-to-5 and you're self-employed and you could travel the world and live in Bali for 6 months or the entrepreneurial
path. Isn't
that
what we're all doing right now?
Right. I've experienced moments like that, but I want to say is like the innovation entrepreneurial path is hard. And I also think that we need to think of this was like an aha I had recently, that 2,500 years ago, the spiritual path in like Buddhism, for example,
right,
was choosing suffering to find your spiritual path. Like they practiced starving themselves, sitting in a cave for months at a time.
They still practice in India, yeah.
Right? And so that's like what was 2,500 years ago. And yes, in small ways.
I have a friend of mine who's doing now. He's in a cave in India for 3 years, drinking buttermilk. And I'll hook you all up.
Yeah. That's interesting. And I think there was a time for that. But I think how that's shifted today is I actually really believe that the entrepreneurial journey, meaning the journey of having an idea about something you want to bring into the world and going it alone or building a small team, but not relying on the traditional, like, I'm going to collect a paycheck from a big business all the time. The entrepreneurial journey is the new age spiritual path.
Yeah.
Because you will hit every block. You will hit every I can't do it. You will hit every no from the financier that you were hoping to get, whatever. Everything will fall apart. Mm-hmm. And what you do when things fall apart, or what you learn from everything falling apart, is gold. Mm-hmm. And so I just want people who are starting their innovation or starting their entrepreneurial journey to know this is going to be beautiful, but it's also going to be brutal, and be ready for it and prepare yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually to be able to confront the blocks that are inevitably going to come up when they do.
That's beautiful, because we have to wrap this show up, and I was going to ask you what you want people to take into this week with them, and I think that's a great way to take it.
Great.
And it is the best time to be an entrepreneur. Like,
absolutely.
Even putting this show together, it's like... We did it from home, and it's all the resources, the technology is there to support you in doing everything without having an office or structures that we needed before that we don't need anymore. So the resources are there to support you. So go for it.
Go for it. You know, and really just realize that we're not built to survive. We're built to thrive. So take that into this week. I got to talk real quick about Pinterest. Go to Pinterest.com right now, because you know how I love to find out what my food intolerances are, and it changed my life. Go to Pinterest.com, use the promo code MAX, and you can save $60 and get free worldwide shipping and find out what your food intolerance is. Amazing product.
Well, how do you spell that?
Pinnerterest.
Pinterest. Cool.
Pinterest.com. Promo code MAX. So we got to wrap this show up. You know, I love you guys for being here. Thank you so much for having us. And I look forward to every Wednesday now, because it gives me something to do on a Wednesday to go to your website, which is outliers.tv. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you for being here.
Friends of Max.
Yes, Max and friends. And all of you tuning in tonight, Megan Allen, thank you so much for tweeting. I hope you feel better. I'm sending you love and light right now. And Nandaji, I will promise I will see you next time I'm here. I've got to go back to Florida, then I'm going to Colorado. We should all actually, I want to do a retreat in Colorado. So that's kind of,
ooh,
I have a dope house there. I've done that before. And we could do a really cool retreat there. So until next week, I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I say good night and good karma. But before I say that unto you, just realize that you are great and greatness is within inside of you. And if you haven't told yourself that you're great, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm great. But really, talk greatness into your life, because that you'll see things to manifest. They will start manifesting when you talk greatness into your life. Until next week, I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, here on LA Talk Radio.